each of us. Those that came corporately and those that came individually. Father, we are grateful. This moment is critical. We pray earnestly that you tear the heavens and come down. There is a work to be done in our lives and through our lives. Lend us your mercy. Do a work in us that we will never forget. Grant us utterance, not just eloquence. Engraven your word on the chambers of our hearts. Thank you, Father. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. In the congregation of the righteous, you have no footing. Father, charge the atmosphere of this place. Make it unconducive for every enemy, but conducive for the Holy Spirit to brood over our lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name we have pleaded. Say better, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Try to sit down. God bless you. You are welcome to this year's meeting. It pleases the Lord to have me stand for Him to serve you in the course of these few days. We will just take a snappy opening charge to charge our spirits, and then we will dismiss for today. I have few things to say as I got it from the Lord. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 7, check verse 17. But as God had distributed to every man, as the Lord had called everyone, so let him work, and so ordain I in all churches. If any man called be circumcised, let him not become uncircumcised. If any called in uncircumcision, let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Are thou called being a doctor? Are thou called being a nurse? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God. Amen. I want to discuss briefly with you on divine treasures to watch and labor with. I want to use this place as our text and then bring my preamble. We will touch few other scriptures within the scope of time I have. child of God, I want to say, as you well know, that the vineyard is very, very vast. The vineyard is as large as the world itself. I am of the opinion that everybody is not going to be on pulpit in order to serve God. God needs men in the place. God needs men in the army. He also needs men in the medics and paramedics. Praise the Lord. Now, there are some of us that He has given the pulpits. There are others that He called, He sent them to the market. They didn't school well, the way you read, you studied, you read, you are educated. But the vineyard is too big. You alone cannot occupy everywhere. So He carved a portion for you. What you are today, let me say that God ordained that right from your mother's womb. Grace of God programmed your life to bring you where you are. I can stamp my feet on ground here and tell you, you are not here by your might. Not even by your power. There are several colleagues of yours that started with you those years. You were so small, you were tiny. Some of them, untimely death claimed them. They died. Grace preserved you. Just for this work. Some of you, your colleagues, am I correct to use the word bankruptcy? Lack of resources truncated their destiny. Some of them started reading, they stopped at school starts. No resources to push. They diverted into something else. Even though I know, it is not by their degrees you shall know them. It is by something else, which I will try any moment from now to show us. According to our team, laboring and watching, is that clear? We need to see what to watch. And what to labor in. Am I talking to you? This is what I'm trying or laboring to do now. If there is no essence, no reason, if I didn't see anything, how can somebody now tell me to please rise and pursue? What am I to pursue? The first thing to pursue here is your calling. All that we read from 1 Corinthians 7 is telling you that your calling is first of all divine. No government of this world called you. God might have employed them to become instrumental in putting you where you are.
But our text is telling us that something beyond the natural happened. And you are where you are today. Hallelujah. Now, if God is the one that called all of us, we should do this work as men that we give accounts. Account not to the federal government, account not to the state government, but to the universal federal government of heaven. When time will be no more, all of us will be standing. No mago-mago again. Everything will be as clear as crystal, and we will stand to face Him to render account. If God will grant me the space and will come back tomorrow, we'll be talking about that, laboring with eternity in view. The signals that are going on everywhere is telling us that something is cooking. I think heaven is pregnant with something. Anybody that has spiritual antenna can tell you that something is cooking. Any moment from now, he that will come will soon come. Am I talking to you? Talk to me. Praise the Lord. I needed to bother you with these little things, just to lay my foundation. As I stand and God opens little doors for me here and there, I always tell myself, it's not about men, it's about God. God called you to do this, to feed His church. Do that as a man that will surely give God account. Do that in the light of eternity. When time will no longer be, when there will be no calendar, nothing like 2013, it will just be eternity, 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 eternity. There, Naira and Kobo will not count. There, the quality of grammar you speak will not count. There, all the human connections you have will not count. Am I talking to you? Kai, that's a very serious something. Anytime we begin to put eternity before us, nobody will tell us. We don't need even a special retreat for a preacher to come to tell us to be careful. Hallelujah. Can I be sure? Are you catching what I'm talking about? All right. Now, let's go beyond this. All that I have read, this is what I want to bring out. I am not trying to be expositional, you know, in dealing with those texts. I just want to glean out this, that God called you. I overheard our moderator addressing the younger ones that are coming behind. Divine mantle is not a chicken change. Anybody that must handle it must have the spiritual capacity to do so, or else it will slip off your hands. But may God forbid it in Jesus' name. The first treasure that God gives to a man or to a woman who has come to serve his generation is open heaven. Open heaven. Open heaven. Genesis 27. Genesis 27, we will take 28. and 29.
Then we will jump
and take verse 37. Genesis 27. Then verses 28, 29. Comma, then verse 37 for some of us that are taking notes. It says, therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over the occults, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee. Verse 37. And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, behold, I have made him thy Lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now unto thee, my son? Hallelujah. Permit me to tell you that by experience, when God wants to help any man, any woman he has called, no matter the fear, no matter the office, he doesn't give that person money. He opens the heaven. Imagine a surgeon under divine inspiration in a theater. Imagine a nurse facing a critical situation beyond what you studied when you were studying nursing. And at that point, heaven is shut up. You are going to register death, confusion, and demoralization. This matter of open heaven is a treasure to watch when God gives it to a man. Beginning from Abel, men that walked with God, Enoch, Abraham, Samuel, Luke, the physician, am I talking to you? St. Paul of Tarsus, Evangelist Rehard Bonke, William Kumuyidem. The secret of what they are is not by their efforts. God opened the heavens for them. The dew and rain of divine inspiration is always their experience. When the heavens of a man or woman is opened, human effort, the power that doesn't amount to anything, will die a natural death. The person does a work as if he or she is God himself. Let me cite a little example. I have enjoyed the supernatural a little in my own local little level with my walk with God. I was coming from Port Harcourt.
I never knew the capacity of God to that dimension until that day. At times, God will allow a lot of things bigger than your natural abilities to come so that you could prove Him. I ran a conference, I anchored a conference in Port Harcourt. I had a sister that died, and I was supposed to be there. So because of the way God flowed in that meeting, they loaded meetings for me slots. Now, I was 3 days with them, and they wanted me to stay further. I said, no, I was in Port Harcourt around 6:30. And I was to come back to Anambra. They said, sir, are you asleep? I said, no, I have to be in Anambra tonight. Because as early as whatever tomorrow morning, I'll be part of that burial. That sister is very dear to me. So we left Port Harcourt. We ran. We entered Owerri. We met Hold up that even held people with legedness. You know what I mean by legedness? People with legs, kekenapeps, everywhere it was terrible. We stayed roughly 3 hours. We burnt our gasoline. When we broke out of that hold up, we were running tika, coming to Njaba. My driver said, sir, our fuel is finished. And it was already 10 going to 11 in the night. Everywhere was dark. I said, what? He said, our fuel is finished. I looked up the roof of the car. I brought up my head. I heaved a sigh. I said, Father, show me mercy here. Don't let your servant be stranded in this wilderness. I heard a voice behind my ears that said, tell your driver not to stop the car. I will supply the fuel. Kan kwen kan Igbo, amam some of you, voni muna gas no brezo kuna fuel aguro. If you say that, I would like to pray for you. Si chineki ha o mem nanja banya mekwa gya. I told my driver, I said, man of God, he said, sir, I said, just keep moving. The only places we stopped were police checkpoints. You know, they showed their torchlights. We stopped, they said, well, I'm a preacher. But the thing was steaming. They looked into the car, they said, go. You may not know Njaba. How many of you know Njaba? From Njaba to Mpowo. That car was running. We got to Afon Mpowo. How many of you know Afon Mpowo? We got to Afon Mpowo. We saw one light like that. Burning. Our car got to that light and stopped. And my house was just a little trek from that place. So it did and stopped. The brother came out, I came out. We saw one young man that came out with cigarettes. He said, what's going on? I said, my fuel finished. He said, I have fuel. You can clap for Jesus, you know. You are not clapping for me, okay? I said, you stay well. He said, that's why I'm here. As if he had been waiting for us there. I said, okay, get us some liters. They got us around 10 liters. We poured it in with a funnel. I paid him. The car ignited again, and I was in my house around 1 o'clock. Talk to me, praise the Lord. Talk to me, praise the Lord. Watching and laboring. If I don't show you these treasures, you won't know what to watch. You won't know what to guard. Many of you are doing, we are facing our calling zigzagly because you don't know what to watch. You don't even know the reason why you think you should labor. Hallelujah. I was to take a conference. Permit me to bother you with little stories. My colleague who also preached in that meeting said, he told us a story. He said, one woman like that labored so much to help a particular life. Now, all that the woman did, when the mother of that boy died, that woman took the boy, labored over the boy's life to help him. The boy chose to be wayward and hasty and stubborn. Finally, the boy became a notorious armed robber. He was shooting people with gun and like that. That woman died. Many years came and passed. Suddenly, somebody called these armed robbers and gave them a particular photograph and said, I want you to kill this man for me. They bargained. The man brought part payment and said, when you finish the job, is that clear? I will pay in full. They trailed the man and came to his house with AK-47 and said, say your last prayers. While they were trying to do that, this guy, who also is now the gang leader, saw a photograph on wall, and it was a photograph of that mother. The young man became paralyzed. He motioned to his boys and said, take it cool. He took his gun and commanded the boy inside a room and told his boys to watch the environment and make sure nobody intrudes. He sat the boy down and said, I know you better. Who is that woman there? He said, that's my mother. He said, that woman there, your mother? He said, yes. Where is she? She's dead. She died long ago of liver kidney problem. The armed robber broke into tears. I said, you are his son? He said, yes. The armed robber said, we were paid heavily to finish your life tonight. But your mother invested a lot in my life. I will not kill you. Boys, they said, yes, Mopol. They said, let's get away from here. The best place to invest is in a life. You may not reap the fruit today. You might not even reap it in time. But surely as the Lord liveth, whatsoever a man soweth in a life, that shall he also reap. Brethren, can you say amen?
Amen?
Let's go beyond money in laboring. Let's look beyond Naira. Let us look beyond Jeep. You may disagree with me, but I want to prescribe. It's better to ride Volkswagen that shoots knockouts. Am I talking to you? And labor over life and go to heaven and get your mansions than to ride limousine here and stand before God in eternity and hear a thunderous voice saying, I know you not. You know, I'm talking to all of us as Christians. I am not even trying to say that I am suspecting any of you here not being a Christian. I'm talking to you as my own brother and sister. And some of you are my fathers, even in the Lord. I doff my cap. I am not taking your age and years of experience for granted. That I'm having the opportunity to stand here to talk to you does not mean that my experience is better than yours. Nevertheless, by the reason of my spiritual office, I can at least bring a little counseling. Let's look beyond Naira. Let's look beyond salary. Some of us now buy local thing here and he born a go neck hana kodum ni herself. And when you use that language, it sends a signal to God that here is a man, a woman that does not understand who called her. Let me hear, amen. I want to leave this point, but I want to conclude it. Let me give you a little assignment. Go and study men and women in the Bible. Men that God helped. Men that shook their generation for God. Women that made impact. In fact, indelible impact. Their footprint on sand cannot be wiped away. The first thing God gave them was open heaven. Open heavens, sir, comes on degrees. God will open it like this. And he will watch closely how you will handle it. Because it is a treasure. It is a treasure to hear God's voice at a critical time in your life. Others are just confused. And you are hearing a voice beside you saying, this is the way, walk in it. To secure it. Pray hard to maintain it. I wouldn't like to frighten you, but I would like to tell you the truth. The price you pay to secure open heaven is minor. The price to pay to maintain it is major. Woe to him whose heavens shuts up in this wilderness, in this dark age. Sir, if I come back tomorrow, we will begin to talk about how critical your ministry is. You have a critical ministry that will even bring bishops. They pass through you. Political giants. Odumegwu Ojukwu was in the hospital before he died. Nnamdi Azikiwe went to hospital before he died. Sule Banchim is just coming from the hospital. Am I talking to you? Etc. Our today president, he drinks tablets. He has doctor that watches over his health. That's how critical your calling is. Pastors come. Occults come. Marine agents come. My wife had my first baby years ago. While we were praying and praying and praying, God spoke to us. I'm telling you, God said, there are three agents in that hospital. And they are targeting the star of this baby in the womb. Pray them off duty. If we are an agent in Wiki Yakwanes. Now, you are also an agent. Myself is an agent. Everybody you see is an agent representing a kingdom. Let it be agent versus agent. And I know that light shines in darkness. And darkness of agents and occultism cannot do what? Comprehend this light. Our trouser will not tear if we say it with microphone that there are medical doctors who are occults. Two of us, there are nurses that serve darkness. That's why God needs men in this field. I want to believe He has found you. Let me hear, amen. He opened the heavens over the head of Abraham. Abraham was voice controlled. Joshua was voice controlled. Am I talking to you? Moses was voice controlled. You remember Elisha, Elijah, Samuel? They were voice controlled. What I'm trying to say is God gives a man first of all open heavens. Say amen. Dear doctor, dear surgeon, dear nurse, dear midwife, dear whatever. Imagine you facing machine, you are taking x-ray, you are checking somebody's health up, and your machine fails to reveal the matter. Sir, when we were last year, were you there? We were together, Nandewi. Can I remember when I shared a story with you people? A friend of mine, the elder brother, is a bank manager. They waited upon, not even upon the Lord, they were not born again. But let me say they waited. They had delay in fruitfulness for years. Now this pregnancy came. The madam delivered, but the two breast milk refused to run. That little baby was turning green. The baby was going. They were bombarding this boy with drugs and all of that. They said, bring milk, bring all of that. The boy was going, just a baby boy. There was this nurse on leave. Her leave finished. She came back to duty and met that condition. And saw this little boy on a drip. The mother was crying. It was going to 3 months, the breast milk was not running. They said, drink pami, drink kai kai, drink this. It didn't work. This sister came, the nurse on duty handed over everything and said, this case is like this, the other one is like this, like that, the nurse left. This nurse came to this mother and said, "What's going on?" He said, "My breast milk is not running." If you have any number, good. But this family is lacking a treasure. God is not with them. Am I talking to you? God was also hovering in that hospital. God couldn't walk because there was no instrument. Nurses were there, doctor was there, but God couldn't use them. Until this daughter came, a daughter of Abraham. "Madam, what is going on with tears?" The mother said, "My baby, I look for this baby for years, and devil wants to take him from me. My breast milk is not running." The nurse said, "Don't worry." She went into the toilet and knelt down, blew up or exploded in tongues, and said, "Lord, what is going on here?" God came and said, "Because of the destiny this boy carries, my enemy wants to snatch him from me untimely." It's like God was just moving up and down the hospital, biting his finger, and said, "Can I find a man to use?" If we get an also, the nurse, the papa. Oh yeah, say amen now. If we get a surgeon, the surgeon, the papa. Every Christian surgeon, doctor, preacher ought to carry the spirit of excellence that makes us 10 times better than Babylonish doctors. Can I hear amen? 10 times better. God spoke. This sister said, "So Lord, what do I do?" God said, "Anything you ask is granted." The sister ran. It's a true story, is verifiable. Over there in Port Harcourt, ran and said, "Madam, excuse me." Everybody was moping. Everybody, they knew the problem. He said, "Zip down." The woman said, "What?" He said, "Zip down for me." The woman pulled her bra. This daughter of Abraham grabbed her 2 breasts and spoke. There were cases. I was teaching the other time. I said there were cases our God handled. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the manufacturer of tongues. He looked at that case. That case, he said, "Talita Kumi." Let me say this before I forget. You must not be a disappointment to God. Say livelier, amen. The resources to be something else is available. Pray for it. Ask for it and it shall be given. This sister grabbed the breast and bursted into tongues. As a lioness, she charged the principalities and powers posted to man. Man that case flee. The breast milk busted. And was running like pump. The nurse ran to that tiny bed where they laid that baby, pulled out the syringe, pulled out the drip, carried the baby, handed it over to the mother. That boy, kunyono na la mwai shenta mode. Over 6 patients on duty gave their life to Christ today. The bank manager and his wife, they are Christians today as a result of that. What pastors could not do, that sister did. Ojero Bible College in Koneji Theological School. Now, brethren, say amen now. Let me leave that one. So the second thing is vision. V-I-S-I-O-N. You know, Proverbs 29:18. It's a popular place. Where there is no vision, people perish. Where there is no vision, what happens, please? People perish. I've handled cases, sir. What saved us was this matter of vision. Vision is different from dream. That you slept and you dreamed. Where lizard is pursuing you is different from vision. Seeing beyond the natural. I call it spiritual telescope. It is more powerful than mirror. It gives someone an ego eye. Can I hear amen? You see what others could not see. Genuine vision has three components or paragraphs. Whichever is correct, you can write. Number one, because God called you, He will give you a vision about Himself. He will reveal His omnipotent capacity. He will show you who He is. His abilities. Now, when God met Moses in the burning bush, He said, Moses, Moses, He said, yes, sir, He said, this is the holy ground, and I am the captain of the holy ground. Moses pulled off that shoe, mambe shoe, he removed it. God said, I am the God of your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Do you know what God was saying in disguise? God was telling Moses, go and read history. Abraham walked with me. He was not disappointed. Isaac walked with me. He was not disappointed. Jacob walked with me. He was not disappointed. They had challenges. They saw battles. They saw criticism. They were hated. They were blasphemed. They had false accusers and false accusations. But I saw them through. That little fire burning at the back of that desert was a global matter. Great things begin small. Inside that fire, there was a Pharaoh to confront. That vision. Inside that fire, there were Egyptian magicians to confront.
Inside that fire, there were around 4 million souls to emancipate. Inside that fire, there was this 40 years of wilderness. But it was just a small burning bush. So God knows that until He reveals Himself to a man, that man is bound to fail. Our resources for ministry that God has called us into does not lie in the economy of Nigeria. Thank God for the global economic meltdown. And as years rolls by, it will keep melting. Anybody that does not inculcate the spirit of faith, the faith currency, cannot survive what is coming against the church. That one should be a different thing to talk about altogether. Faith currency. The ability to draw from the Universal Bank of Heaven. The ability securing a space in God's heart that anywhere you stand, you say, Father, God will respond and say, Son, what is it? And you could say, I need this, I need this. I say, take it. Excuse me, sir, has God revealed Himself to you? When did you see Him last? When God reveals Himself to a man, fear and his twin brother doubt will die. If I begin to take a righteous stand in this hospital, they might sack me. Nobody does wrong by doing the right thing. And our God is God of justice. He defends righteousness. He has never for one day put any man that walks in righteousness to shame. You cannot show me one in your Bible, and you cannot show me one in our contemporary time. Can I hear amen? Sir, even if I stop here and I challenge you to pray, you cannot say, Kai, we have just wasted this evening. This is enough. Let me go in and cry to God. It is not only pastors that need open heaven. I am also called to occupy this part of vineyard for God. Father, open the heavens for me. When you are putting an injection into somebody's body, you speak into it. Kedetwe sa konsu na nimu. Oro mmadu panyegi rice. Mmadu kute rice. Obana ki, onona kichi. Sit. Onwe vos. Ogi li rice alibu onwe. Ogore esoku. Emenu akwa. Osi dog is in emenu ge mebe. Rice e oli en oli tambe ku afo. Agu akwe en oli agu. Opata ge rice hi tambe ku afo. Ike de no kwon. I was telling my people the other time, I said, we were talking about lift up your heads, O ye gate. I said, the gate they are talking about is this one. Don't keep quiet. Don't be dumb in the spirit. Speak back to the devil. The world is ruled by words. Don't joke with words. For out of anger, we speak sarcastically to our children. Oh, yeah, the devil will pick it. To fight that child. Because you are an authority over him or her. Some of them were looking at me and said, it means you don't understand. I said, okay, try this. Every morning, Tetola, sir, your name? Your name, sir? Huh? Okay, Phil Joe. Get up every morning, Phil Joe.
put your hand on your head and say, look, future, you will die today. Say it for 1 week. Now, one way so be a long travel. Any day on another, no rival. That is the fact. Can I hear amen now? Talk to me. Praise the Lord. Are you catching what I'm talking about? So, sir, because of time, let me not go in depth now. Let's just touch it in a shallow way. God will surely reveal himself to a man that he wants to help. Part 2 of that vision, God will show you your wretchedness. Your wretchedness is part of that vision. Paul said, what a wretched man I am. Educated but wretched. Rich but wretched. There is something about wretchedness that I would like you to know before I leave that point, sir. There are two churches in the book of Revelation. Jesus spoke to them. One came and said, we are rich. Jesus came and said, you are poor. Blind. Naked. The other church came and said, we are poor. Jesus came and said, you are rich. The one that said we are rich could be what we call millionaire church today. Where you see cars and even private jets. They say we are rich. Jesus said you are poor. The other one, they had nobody with a car in the church. They say we are poor. Jesus came and said you are rich. I am going to pray for you. May you live under divine approval. Am I talking to you? God approving you, not men. God justifying you, not men. God giving you a thumb up, not men. People may say this one, I was there in one international conference to preach. Professor Jerry Gana was there. He also came to make imputes. Prof spoke to us. He said, when he was acting in politics, he said he served under many governments, some of them terrible men. He said what sustained few of them was prayer. He said he made it a point of duty that after praying in his house, he must also pray in his office before facing anybody. He said one day he was on his knee praying. And this other man came and said, Jerry, why are you doing this? How can this kind of thing you are doing help you here? That man had no idea that Jerry was touching the strongest force in the whole universe. Through the privilege of prayer. Oga said he laughed at that man. And said, how I wish you know what we need. Can I hear amen? He tried to preach to him. The man laughed. And said, where I belong is more powerful than this world. If Jesus were to come to that office, is that clear? He will give Jerry a thumb up. But a mere human being came and condemned him. You are not following. Are you following? Somebody saw him as a weakling. How can you survive like this? The man thought he had better something to offer Jerry. He didn't know Jerry was touching something. He said he survived by God's grace because of the privilege of prayer to always ask. Many a times national confusion will come. President will call him in the secret and seek for his opinion, not the opinion of senators in the house. What do you suggest?
They are beginning to see something in him.
God will do it for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The third part of that vision, sir, is that God will show you your generation. The people he is sending you to serve. Many of them are into serious bondages. Diabetes, and they will bring it to you. Many of them are careless in their eating, careless in many things, in smoking and all of that, drug addiction, until their kidney and liver begins to fail. You are not catching what I'm talking about. Some of them are careless with their pants. Their pants. They commercialize their pants. They are coming with HIV AIDS. Some of them, it was not because of their sin or because of their recklessness, just natural attack. One sister came to me after many years. She was suffering from asthma. She turned, her complexion turned pale. If you go on, a chai yellow. Is it in a choking now? Like that, it was terrible. One day she came to my house and said, she calls me uncle. She said, uncle, can't your God save me? Is there anything like mobile oxygen? The matter became so chronic that the doctor said, buy mobile oxygen. Put it in your handbag as you go. Bogotan a flat in Nepal like this. My wife said one day, this girl might die here. When she regained a little strength, she fired that question to me, saying, can't your God save me, uncle? My heart broke. I ran inside. I threw myself on the ground. I said, God, did you hear that question? I ran out. I said, daughter, kneel down. She knelt down. I called my wife. I grabbed her head. I started praying, pouring my tears on her head. God decided to honor my tears. That thing left her till today. She went back for checkup. The same doctor that used to check out. The man was surprised and baffled. He said, what happened? I can't see any trace of it. I think she's supposed to be here. She's a nurse. A doctor is marrying her now. God was showing that doctor, doctor, where now as well. Until when she was healed, her body and immunity and everything came back. She became robust. Her beauty bounced back. Dr. Maapia. Vision. Can I hear amen now? She's married now. Vision about your generation. I had a wedding to preach the other time. I spoke from 1 Corinthians, I think 10, where Paul 11, Paul was saying,
chapter 11, 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, whatever. Paul said, be followers of me as I follow Christ. I told my people, I said, all that you have to complain about, you want to talk about negative experiences here and there, I said, watch what you are following. What you are following determines what follows you.
Obun like rohin esogi.
Nenehin eso. Are you catching it now? I gave them an illustration. Naturally speaking, somebody in Adoba for 1-2 cartons of Gouda. Is that clear? Morga are they 45 going to 50? You know better than myself. The whole arteries, the whole veins, the whole system is poisoned.
Onya wane chianya na azwe to ofu diabetes kone so.
Ofu death following him because he is following drunkenness. I challenged them with that little scripture that day, and it was wonderful. Arrogant men and women, they broke down. I am talking about vision about your generation. Vision about God himself. What is the other part of the vision? Huh? About yourself. No. Help me, let us itemize them. What is the fourth part of that vision? God will show you himself. What is the part two of it? God will show you your wretchedness. How wretched you are with all your degrees. Then he will show you the people he's sending you to. The level of their bondage. That's the way it works. And these are treasures. The reason why some of us, you know, right now we were driving in here, I know address and whatever, just now. I saw some little young girls. Running ever got face to face with one young man. These are nurses, literally goodness, or whatever. I don't know. Messy here. So, how much one with an army on with an honor? Far four kumoto, they will withdraw. That's why they are here. The reason why they behave like that is that they are not pursuing anything. There is no vision. Joseph Jacob caught a vision at the age of 17. Potiphar's wife started wearing nice gown for him. Jojo, how do I look? Joseph said, I dreamed a dream. Can I hear amen? When young men, young girls, when they catch a vision, you cannot deceive them easily. The reason why anything can go for some of our young boys and girls is because you are not dreaming any dream. It is not evil to dream to be great. Great for God. Not great for yourself. Commentators, or rather Jewish tradition, surprised me. I was studying, the commentator said, now Potiphar's wife was one of the prettiest women on earth. Prettiest.
Munyendoga na presidential villa, for your information. Imananda wara anumwa inwe pimpo.
Then the commentator said, it was shocking to me to discover that Potiphar's wife was a godly woman. Very
godly. I don't know how. And they said that Joseph was as handsome as an angel. From head to toe. If that guy appears here now, several sisters here will lose their control. The commentator says, it was the handsomeness of Joseph that Potiphar's wife saw. And she gathered her godly whatever she built over the years and threw it overboard, wishing to have this species. So she said to him, lie what? With me. She was desired to have that species. She said, I need this species. What saved Joseph was that dream. He remembered the 11 stars, sun and moon, doing obeisance for him. He remembered the 11 sheaves of corn. Can you remember? Bowing down to him. He said, I prefer that one than laps of a woman. May God give you vision that will turn your life around in Jesus' name. Sir, I will stop here. Because I was timed. And I preach obedience and I practice it. This little angel is confirming that I should stop here. Can I hear amen now? We would have talked about zeal. And then talked about power. No, you don't write because we are not going into them. And finally, we would have talked about prayer life to sustain these treasures. Prayer is not noise. Prayer is life. Anybody that has gotten the divine nature in him or her prays without ceasing. Under that kind of prayer, we would have talked about collecting mobile altar. Not rigid altar like this. The problem our generation is having is because everybody is depending on this rigid altar here that cannot move. This altar cannot be shifted. And this altar cannot sustain all the worshippers here. Every worshipper here need to personally cultivate a mobile altar. You are traveling in aeroplane. You are carrying the altar here. You are about to write an exam. Am I talking to you? There is a network. Your antenna is connected to the throne of the Lamb. You are going world around, and you are communicating with the man on the altar, the chief high priest, the great grand commander in chief of the universal armed forces. His name is Emmanuel. Can I hear amen? The bishop of the diocese of my soul. That's why our generation is so weak, so tired, so confused. And for your information, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why this is entering my mouth, but I will tell you. Islam is targeting the East. The only force that can wage that war is prayer force.
our daughters are marrying them. I am from somewhere here in Enugu, Kano here. One of the autonomous communities in my town where my mother is coming from, Igwe Obodaf is a Muslim now. Igwe Mushidi. 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 Mwigwe Okoye. Unara anui bonambura kuya. Unanui penkuketa. Mushidi. Go to his palace. If mosque he raised. A Muslim is already sitting on top of over, let me say, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 souls that makes up that community. He built his house and built on the ground. Many a time they flows in their convoy with their jeeps to visit him. They took him to Mecca, removed one of his feet, put gold here. They made him rich. It was not like this 1970. And you may think, why are we talking like this? We should talk something else. We are talking about prayer. When I come tomorrow, we will talk about watching globally. You need to watch events globally. It matters to a Christian because you are part of this world. Does it matter to you? It matters to you what is happening. You are part of the world. It bothers me because these little ones, if we like this fail to do our work, I butcher Bible na, but then that way down this side we be need a bube kettle. Go to Sukaya, if Ajiawa Mataha Kankuna, Sukaba, they are combing the middle belt. Coming down to Soka. As a Soka Abata Keta. Siafi Ipa Abata. Siafakalika Abata. Hajula Nambra now. Little villages. I am surprised to discover about 4 houses who are part of vigilante group. Nide Milebaiji. They carry gun as vigilantes. They are part of the native vigilante groups. How are these things working? How are they rigmaroling? How are they entering into these things? But you like this, you cannot. Who are you? When our daughters are too careless. Even if one can hear me. Are of you to cry? It goes na van or also. And when you were van also. And also. That way we pray here. Permit me. My challenge now is, what will you pray? What are you going to hold God for? And say, Lord, based on this little teaching, I'm holding you for this. Even if you have been enjoying open heaven, you need to ask God to enlarge it. Sorry, sir, before we pray. Open heaven, Enoch, Adeboye. Nankegara. Managini, Enabongolof, one daddy. One young man, a preacher, Kamunya, Naluna Hotel. Munya pastor, Naluna Hotel. Nda Shawoka, Chaiko, Litwe. Bolu condoms. The winner does be in a gaffway. Every month they pay her 7,000. People started talking and said, why are you doing this, pastor? He said, if you want my wife to stop, then you give me 300,000 naira. I had an official say, look at you. You are crying for 300,000 naira.
I mentioned these names. I said, God is giving your brothers private jets. $4.5 billion.
This young man, even if we are digest. Soon call him out, you got a message. Yeah, la rola. Yeah, la rola until you water no 4.5 billion.
Can they let one private jet? One of them will have four. I want to go now and I per hangar. A banner, Dobian Airport. It can settle our bills. Egana ku a day. Just for dropping it. 4.5 times 4. You say give one now quota. $300,000 gain our quota, yes. You say them are even as they gain a chinek. Or think no more even as no more say no even as God then you look at 300,000. Nyan one day a private jet for. You say now your heart cannot even manage bicycle. God in your bicycle in an alieni. Don't mind me. Can I hear amen? You say, but if you look at these men now, you see that you can see the scope of their open heavens, but they are humble. Governors calls them daddy. Senators, some of them calls them daddy. Am I talking to you? Reha the Bonker said in one of his fire conference, I was there, was talking to ministers in Onisha here, Igbo ministers. He said, one university called me. And they offered me doctorate degree. And I said, no. I don't need doctorate degree. I need anointing. Efulia? Imanobu na blind Bartimaeus bu onye Igbo. Mgbe ọ bịa kwụ n'iru Jizọs ekele ivọ, ị mana ọ ya sị anya na GRA. Ginye n'inya one plot na GRA.
Negoro ọchị nwatakịrị ya. This little girl na ayelu maja na gari na message ma. Can I hear amen here?
Blind Bartimaeus bụrụ onye Igbo. Kwụrụ n'iru Christ, nekwa gị nekwa onye jijijide mma. Ọ sị, gịnị ka ị na-achọ ka mere? Ọ sị, onye nwanyị, ka m fụ ụzọ. And immediately God Christ did that, beggarly spirit left him. Many Christians today are beggars. Any man of God we see will carry aluminium plate, we follow him. Babia la nyetum prayer. Babia la nyetum prayer. Babia la obele prayer. Just obele prayer. What I go? Obele prayer. And I've been around 4 decades. No, I've been go. God will take you beyond that. You shall be lenders unto many nations. Can I hear amen?
Amen?
Permit me to ask you to join me as we go to the throne of grace. Let's just face God now and say, Father, help my life. Paul said, necessity is laid upon me. The call of God is laid upon me. It is now your turn to serve your generation. Abraham Lincoln served. Michael Faraday served. There were Christians.
They serve their generation with what God gave them. Please, sir, can you talk to God? Ma, can you talk to God? Any posture you want to take, please take. If you don't wish to stand up, just sit, provided you are praying. If you can pray better standing up, just stand. If you can pray better sit down and pray. If you can pray better kneeling down, kneel down. Any posture you want to take, please take. Face God now and say, Lord, if the matter is like this, the same way God has called Rehoboam, that's the same way He has called you. The vineyard is vast. It's vast. Tell God to help you. Open the heavens, Lord, by the blood of Jesus. Feast with the blood of Jesus. To open the heavens. Your wing is leaking. Your wing is leaking. The enemy is coming in through your wing. Can you wake up, you giant? Block that leakage. Save your generation. Cry for open heavens. Pray to God to open your eyes again. Vision. Father, show me your capacity once more. Fresh revelation about God. Whether you are in the music ministry, whether you are in the medics or paramedics, whether you are in the military or paramilitary, whether you are preachers that occupy the pulpit, answer to every calamity and the plight we are into is to have our heavens opened. Sir, with every honor that I can muster in my heart, I want to challenge you. Cry to God. There are cases that what do you do about it? How will you handle that? This is a careless generation. Puanu zebe ni kivivana nguna mmanya. Puanu zebe ni kifudi mota ananya. Accident gugugwa. Ebute ligia. Asibule ya babo unogu, 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 unogu. Bluni ya baba. Doctor unokwea. Nurse unokwea. Ebute ligo obu ngali la gali obu wadrozi. If any Niguna University cannot help you here. What a wretched man I am, Paul cried. You will keep building up a number that. Go beyond salary. Father, Father, Father. Talk to your father. Talk to your father. Talk to your father. Go to Enugu State. We keep there now. Na hospital get you. It's the excellence of that. It's there. Ipu panti. Oh, ipu panti, yeah. Your office calls for that. Now you can even tell a president near Yipupanti, your Yipupant. Man, Adam Sean, where a pastor gave me, we have pastor, I have come to that level. That's how critical your calling is. Do you have a gospel to preach to these people? As they pass through your ministry, pass through your office day by day. What do you give to them?
of them will lie on the bed. Na-enega anya sị gị, doctor. Inye nwuri Jesus ọ nọ n'aka gị kube ume.
He said, pack him up. We are sorry.
Inyere onye Jesus. Injuria, have you settled your matter with eternity?
Mommy, pray. Daughter of Abraham, pray. Thank you, Father. Lord Jesus, thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, we are grateful. Do a work in our lives tonight. Do a work in our lives. A work of transformation. A work of restoration. A work of regeneration, Lord. These are your servants whom you called in a time like this to occupy a gap for you. Father, do a work in their hearts. Their ministry in our generation is critical. They have a critical gap to occupy. Even what pastors cannot do, they can do. Because of who they are, people respect them so much. People respect them. Asira na onye abu surgeon. Onye obu na ekpupu okpu okpu n'isi. Asigi na onye anwe ike wa obulu mmadu. Now this man can cut your brain, can cut your head open and remove something there and package it again. Politicians respect you. Traditional rulers, they respect you. Why are you joking with this calling? Why are you taking this calling for granted? You can tell a governor, say, roll up your sleeves, sir. Or pull your shirt here. He say, I am taking your blood in my law, but I am bugging it. That is how critical your office is. Very serious ministry. Pastor, I am aware. As wonderful as their own calling is, you can tell a governor, a president, say, girl, go and get me your urine. Go and get me your urine, Ojewetaligia. Oburogiwa, he said, go and get me your urine. Go and get me your stool. Ojewetaligia. If you try to ask him, what are you doing of na surgeon? Na prof walianya meha. Thank you, Jesus. Open heavens. Open heavens. Pray for it. Let us pray for it. Take some tinkling seconds more to pray for it. Just tinkling seconds more. As a singer, you need open heavens to collect fresh songs from us, for us. Nataranya boho that we bless our generation. As a businessman, you need open heavens. As a politician, you need open heavens for Christ. Open heavens for the rain and for the dew of heaven. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Well, we'll stop here. But let me talk to these daughters of Abraham. Elisha asked Gehazi a question. Gehazi ran after Naaman and collected bags of money.
and also collected his leprosy. Elisha said to God, he said, is it time? And that's the question I want to ask you, if I pray. Is it time? Is it time to eat a pancake? When your heavens are shut up? Is it time to eat a cortex? Or cortex, G.A.G. Josie? Ginina kuna watch, is it time? We are running after materials that cannot help us in this ministry. Is it time to watch Liverpool and Kidney Pool? Office get can care pastor the critical told you, you will write to your governor say, go and get me your urine. I say, who told you snow nest? Sojourn sent me the nest. You can tell governor's wife how to stay na labor room to push to bring forth a child. Governor and senators, you may write if you have pants. Say, pull off your pants. Umero bishop of any diocese, you capacity. Man, I give one capacity by reason of your calling. Imagine giving with Sonya and what about Jesus? So what do you think about eternity? And he will respect you because you are a sojourn. If we do not say respect you, he mara na ajuju no gaza in eternity gaka. I know how they talk about you now soon. I got as no nyabo prof, no surgeon. He can cut your head like this. Remove something and then package it back. As no nyabo surgeon, well, I can have a neck and negative. I may stand and preach, or governor say, onye de kwanka. Managimwa will mic as no nyabo prof. They will quiet down and listen to you. Nabana banya jela rola chikon yozo. Is it time? It is on a clock, watch again, and walk, walk, walk. If he didn't make it out, if he will give you. Gehazi, is it time? So, when he does it, he said, but is it time? He wasted 4 hours to do this. He was there how many hours when after something? He gave you when you're your generation. Nearer to thee, Lord, draw me nearer to thee, closer to thee. Thank you for tonight. Lord, I am grateful. You say, can the lion roar when there is no prey? Agwana boja no furanundobu. God cannot roar without a reason. Father, these are your servants. Some of them by age, they are fathers to me.
What you gave me, I have given to them. Your word. Father, I pray for them. Father, I pray for them. Every one of them, Lord. Every one of them. By the reason of the ministry of the blood of Jesus. By the efficacy of the blood. Father, tear the heavens open. Over their heads in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood. Your blood is our spiritual detergent. Every pollution, Lord. Every things of omission. Nonchalant attitude to critical matters. Jehovah, every rottenness. Anywhere we dipped our hands in sin, and your glory left us, and our heaven shut up. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus. Purge our impurities. Remove our rottenness. Restore us from our backslidings. Change our garments. Every garment spotted by the flesh, Father, tear it. Burn them in the fire. Give us a change of garment. Can I hear amen, my friends? Father, clothe my brethren again. Clothe them, O God, with garment of vision. Clothe them with garment of power. Clothe them with garment of salvation. Clothe them with garment of godliness and contentment. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, interpret these messages beyond my ability to interpret them. Take them beyond this ministration. Minister more to them. Let the spirit of revelation follow them. And the spirit of interpretation of mysteries follow you. As you are going, the Lord will minister more deeply to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Any one of them, Father, that fell into any spiritual dungeon, let the power of resurrection, Father, reach out your power to them. Pull them out of every pit. Can I hear amen? Plant their feet on the higher grounds. Plant their feet on top of the rock of ages. In the name of Jesus Christ, open their eyes. Open their eyes. Father, open their eyes. From your pharmaceutical store above, lend us spiritual eye drops. Can I hear amen, my friends? In Isaiah, you said, who is as blind as my servant? Father, open their eyes to see beyond the natural. Open their ears to hear your voice more clearly. Day by day, may they enjoy the open heavens. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless the student doctors with open heavens. Bless my dear surgeons here. Bless the physicians here. Bless them in their different categories and capacities and portfolios. Bless the nurses. Bless the midwives. Bless, oh God, the laboratory scientists. Bless all of them. With wider open heavens. Brethren, can I hear better? Amen. Father, this is the opening charge. Use it to recharge their batteries. Let them be thoroughly and comprehensively charged. Father, that any of them, oh God, that is so dull in the spirit, quicken them. Some of them that are getting tired being a Christian, revive them. Many of them are getting frustrated, are wondering, is this all that it takes to be a Christian? Father, speak to them. Thank you, Father. As you have set the ball rolling in this meeting, oh God,
you will take us to a wonderful end. For in Jesus Christ's name we have pleaded. Say better, amen.